everyone in your life should be supporting you at this point. And that means when you come to your mom and you talk about your desire for not having an epidural for this birth, or your desire for getting pregnant even though you're having a hard time trying, or whatever the case is, that the reception of that, it should be validation and love. And people close to you are going to have their own concerns for different reasons and whatever, and that's fine, but validation and love. And that comes first. And it's not that there can't be conversations about other things. That is normal. That is natural. But you set the boundaries. Getting pregnant and giving birth are two of the most exciting things you can ever hope to experience in this life. The moment you think you could be pregnant, you're frantically searching for all the best information, which is why you're here today. I'm Stephanie King, and with my many years of experience as a professional childbirth educator, doula, and lover of all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, I'm here to make preparing for your birth enjoyable, empowering, and totally easy. Each week, I'll cover different topics, interview professionals, and get into the nitty-gritty birth stories from mamas just like you. And when you're ready for more, you can join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I take you step by step through exactly how to prepare your mind, body, spirit, and partner for a birth you love. So let's get started. All right, this is a little different than what I normally do, but I felt like there might be a need for it. And so we're going to dive into this topic today. That topic is, you are enough. And I hope that, yes, you know that, right? Subjectively, you know that you are enough. But do you really, when we're going through the things that we go through to become mothers, when we're dealing with infertility, when we are growing a baby, when we are in the throes of our postpartum weeks, do we believe that we are enough? And I am here to tell you that you are. I want you to understand your worth. And I know that me saying these things out loud isn't magically going to create that for you. I understand that. But I want to say a couple of things, and I hope that they resonate with you. So you are a mother. You are strong and capable and intuitive and knowledgeable and creative and smart. You have everything that you could possibly need to be able to navigate this journey of motherhood. You absolutely do. It is built in. And I will tell you, as I get a little bit older now, I can look back on my younger self and I can give her a little bit of grace. And for you that are here with me, you know, getting pregnant in those early 20s, even on into your 30s, because I've been there before, I can look back and say, you're going to make it. It's going to be okay. Along with that, I think it's really important that you understand that you deserve certain things. And again, it's like, yes, subjectively, we know these things, but you deserve respect. This is something we talk about all the time in the podcast, right? You deserve respect from your birth partner, respect from the supportive people around you, respect from your birth team. Subjectively, we know that. But I want you to like take that in for a second and look at yourself, look at your sweet spirit and understand you deserve that respect. You are worthy of that respect. You deserve appropriate behavior. That includes from your spouse. That includes from loving family members. You deserve appropriate behavior. And it also includes your provider. It includes everybody in your life. If you are working, all of those things. And it's so easy for us to just brush things aside or passively move through life that like, okay, just I'll take this one more thing, this one more thing, this one more thing. Well, you know what? It builds up. And so if you're not receiving some of that, hopefully this exercise that I'm going to do with you in just a bit is going to help you today. But I want you to know that you deserve appropriate behavior. You deserve to be treated like a human being. Common sense, but it's true. You are a human being. And in this case, you are a mother. Now, that's whether or not you are pregnant yet, but you are stepping into that role of motherhood or have a desire to, and you are a human doing that. And especially within our medical system today, whether that's working through infertility or meeting with, you know, professionals for that prior to getting pregnant or during your pregnancy journey, it is so easy to be treated like a number. And let me decide what I'm trying to say here, because what is coming to mind for me right now are all of the DMs and all of the questions I'm getting from women who are saying things like, my provider said X, Y, and Z, and I feel A, B, C. What should I do? Am I right? And we definitely have this system set up that tells us that person is in charge, this provider is in charge, so they know the best about you and your baby and your body. And so don't trust your intuition. Don't take a moment for yourself to listen to how you feel and what your thoughts are. Lean towards the evidence. Lean towards that provider. And even stuff that I share with you here, as I say the word evidence, we can go off of all the evidence in the world. It doesn't matter what the hot topic is, right? Vaccines, circumcision, you name it. But what is your heart telling you? And we leave that behind a lot with the way that we talk to people, the way we treat people, the knowledge that we think we have over things. It is so important that you are treated in such a way that is respected and loved and cared for and heard. And if you are not being treated that way, hear me today that you deserve to be treated that way. And I hope that you will take steps to mitigate that in your life so that you can feel that way. Along with that, and it kind of goes hand in hand, but you deserve to be involved with your medical decisions. In fact, I think you deserve to have access to your medical files and support for how you feel about that around you at all times. You are smart and you are wise, and it is your body and it is your baby. And as you choose to move forward and make decisions in your life for yourself and for this baby and for your family, you deserve access to good information. Good decisions are based off of good information. And so if you don't have access to your medical records or to anything that is happening with your body along the way that is being tracked by other people, how are you supposed to make a good decision? You can't do it without all the information. The other side of that is the knowledge, which is part of why you're here. And hopefully this podcast and listening to all of these great birth topics puts you in a place where you feel like you can make really good decisions about your body and your baby and your birth. But you deserve to be involved in every single one of those decisions. What is frustrating to me is to hear mom say, I'm at my 36-week appointment and they're telling me I need to schedule my 39-week induction, that I can't go past 40, they'll maybe let me go to 40, so I have to get this on the schedule. Or I called the hospital and they said that we need to have an IV. It's non-negotiable, you know, whatever. And it's like, how about instead of throwing our list at people of here's the expectations and here's what you need to do, we involve them in the process. Why is that so hard? Back to being treated like a human being and obviously being involved in your medical decisions. I know that a lot of this is common sense. And I know as I'm saying it, it's like, well, duh, if you're listening. But I hope it's also driving home that point. Like, this is for the moms. This is not happening for you. Because I know that every mother listening is going to be like, well, yeah, of course. But I also know that some of you listening are also, it's going to trigger things about the care that you're receiving right now. And so if that is the case, stay tuned, keep listening in, and find a way to get back in charge of your personal situation. Now, obviously, you deserve the support from those around you and love. And so this is for those like really kind people all over the place, family, friends, whatever in our lives that just have the best advice at all given times about your situation. Man, if they are not supporting you, let's find a better way there, because everyone in your life should be supporting you at this point. And that means when you come to your mom and you talk about your desire for not having an epidural for this birth, or your desire for getting pregnant even though you're having a hard time trying, or whatever the case is, that the reception of that, it should be validation and love. And people close to you are going to have their own concerns for different reasons and whatever, and that's fine. But validation and love. And that comes first. And it's not that there can't be conversations about other things. That is normal. That is natural. But you set the boundaries. You get to say, what I actually really need from you is support and love because I feel like this decision is right for me. And I am doing all in my power to make sure that it is safe and good. But I am the best person to know my body and my baby. And so when I share these things with you, what I really need is for you to just support and love me and tell me it's going to be okay. Because it will. The other thing that everybody deserves is grace. And oh, how we need it, right? Pregnancy hormones and all the other things, and just being human, we are going to make mistakes. And that is the reality of it. So I deserve grace. You deserve grace. And lastly, although I could list a million other things that we deserve, is you deserve to be taken care of. So if you are not feeling like you are well taken care of right now, whatever that means to you, take a moment and kind of process that. Today, I thought it would be nice to do kind of an emotional clearing exercise. Again, super random. I didn't have a plan for this. It's just something that I felt like the world needs. And so here we are. So if you haven't done anything like this before, that's totally fine. I have briefly mentioned it here and there. I think I even talk about it specifically in the postpartum parts of the birth course and the postpartum course itself. And I didn't even grab like the exact detail from that. This is really just off the cuff what I'm feeling like will be helpful for you guys right now. So if you are listening to this in the car or somewhere where you can't grab a piece of paper and do this right now, that's fine. Press pause and come back to it later. Or just you can listen through and then know that you can come back to this episode to complete this exercise later. But what you are going to do is you're going to grab a piece of paper and at the top, you're going to write two things. I am enough. And I am worthy. I am enough. And I am worthy. Because I know how hard you are on yourself. Because I am that hard on myself too. And I know how you doubt yourself. And I know that other people's opinions get in. And I know that social media weighs you down. I mean, it's meant to be this like fun, loving, whatever, and they have all this cute baby stuff, and the next thing you're scrolling and all these other moms and everything's getting, and you're just like, gosh, even if you don't realize it in the back of your head, you're like, I'm just never going to be good enough. I'm never going to be picture perfect. I'm never going to have that hair. I'm never going to have that style with my baby. I'm never going to be able to afford that crib or that bassinet, or I wish I could have that wrap, or I'm never, never, never. We do this to ourselves all day long on social media. It is destructive. So I know that you are affected by that, even if you don't know that you are affected by that. I also know that you are enough, and I know that you are worthy. And I have had to do some deep finding of those things for myself as well. So I come from a place of love and grace for myself because I too have had to find this out about myself. I will tell you, in my like younger teenage years, I remember there was a point where I legitimately thought, and this might sound crazy to you that are listening, I remember questioning, do I have a soul? Like, I feel like I am just this mean person and I don't do nice things a lot of the time. And I mean, I was beating myself up. I remember legitimately wondering if I had not been blessed with like the good parts that a spirit or a person should have. So maybe that's never crossed your mind. I hope it has not. But maybe it's in the back somewhere. Maybe you have just doubtful questions, something similar like that, that makes you question your ability to do anything in life, which is very common of us. We all do this. But here's what I want you to do on that paper. I want you to take a moment to picture somebody that you love. I'm going to make this person a woman. And so I want her to be a younger sibling if possible, or she can be an older sibling. That's fine. A girlfriend, a niece, a cousin. If there's no good relationships there, you have no good familial relationships, I want you to picture another woman that you can bring to your mind, that she's kind of young and you have compassion for her. It's somebody that you can create in your mind and you can see them and you have compassion for her. On top of her being a woman, I want you to pretend that this person is in your shoes. So if you are working through infertility, you are going to imagine this woman exactly where you are in your infertility journey. if you are, or if you're just trying to get pregnant. If you are pregnant yourself and however many weeks you are, however many weeks you have left, I want you to picture her there. And if you're postpartum, same thing, right where you're at right now. And sometimes I write the, when I do this, I like to write it from my father in heaven. I have also done my mother in heaven, or the both of them, my father and mother in heaven, because I believe we come from families. And I imagine myself having a heavenly mother, and I imagine that she would just love me and adore me, and just as I would my children, except in a more perfect way and in a way that they can see the end from the beginning and they just know it's going to be okay. But whether or not you write it from that spiritual perspective, if that is not your thing, that's totally fine. Or you write it from a place of love and compassion, of understanding that there is somebody else there that you are willing to love on, that looks and thinks like you, in a sense, where they are coming into those same, they're coming up against those same questions in life or those same challenges or same time in life. That's what I want you to do. And then you're going to begin the letter, dear, and you're going to put your name. But you're going to picture them, right? Because we're nicer to other people than we are to ourselves. And you're going to write the letter. Now, when I write it from, as I had said, like my father in heaven or whatever, it's like, you know, dear Stephanie. And maybe it would look like, I love you. I see you. And I can see that you are working so hard and you are doing so much good. You are so much better than you realize. You are such an incredible mother. And I know it feels so challenging right now, but I promise you that I can see the end and it's going to be worth it every single second. Everything that you are doing to prepare for this birth and this baby, every time that you get together with your birth partner and you practice these things, every book that you read, every birth story, every exercise that you do, every podcast that you listen to, every little thing that you are doing, planning to get better support, working on your mental space, I see it. I see it and I see the end from the beginning, and you are good and you are worth it and you are going to make it and it's going to be a wonderful experience. And I can tell you that that's true. It is worth it to be able to see somebody else in that space. We are so hard on ourselves. But when my sister came to me pregnant with all the questions in the world and all the doubts and everything that normal people go through at all times, it was like, no, can't you see who you are? Can't you see how amazing you are? Can't you see how dedicated you are? Like, you are a gift and you are a gift to that child. Can't you see it? It is so much easier for ourselves. My two daughters now are, even my sons, right? They're not, they can't get pregnant, but I look at them and I'm like, don't you ever talk to yourself like that. Don't ever say things like that about yourself. Like, you have infinite potential, period. I know of your goodness. I know because I live here with you. You came from me. Like, I am a part of you. I know of your goodness. The other thing I like to do in these letters, so after you get through that part, I want you to kind of like take a moment and see yourself where you're at. And again, you're not reflecting on yourself. You're looking at somebody else. You're either reflecting on yourself from a different person's point of view, or you're reflecting on somebody else from your point of view. After that, you move into this section. I know that you're afraid that, maybe it's the before getting pregnant, you're never going to get pregnant. I know that you're afraid of that. Or I know that you're afraid that you're going to get stacked full of interventions that you never wanted in the first place. The other thing that I like to do in these letters is move into the, I know that you're afraid that, and just wherever you are with that, whatever fears you would imagine this person having, whatever fears you have yourself, I know you're afraid that if you're working on getting pregnant, that you'll never get pregnant. I see that. I know that you're feeling that. I know that if you're pregnant, you feel like you're going to get stacked full of interventions. I know that you're afraid of that. And if you are postpartum, I know that you feel like you're never going to get over this breastfeeding hump, right? We all have these things that, as we come upon them, we have these fears that pop up or these things that stop us from believing in ourselves and who we're meant to be. And then you put all of that down. And you can do one at a time, or you can list them all and then rattle it off with the positives of that. But it's the other side of it, right? But I know that you are going to walk through this and you won't do it alone because I'm going to be here with you. And I love you. And you are an incredible mother, right? So you're worried about getting stacked full of all this stuff. Well, guess what? I know that no matter what, you're an incredible mother. And I know that you're going to have that intuition and that ability to make those decisions when it is time. You're going to know exactly what you need to do for your pregnancy and your baby. And for that postpartum one, I know you're absolutely going to figure this breastfeeding thing out and be able to help other mothers, because that's how we all do it. So I can look at every single one of you and tell you it's going to be okay. Now, I am here at this point. I'm also kind of your birth coach, or at least I'm going to put myself in that position just for a moment. You are doing all of those things. You are listening to podcasts and educating yourself. You are not passively letting your birth go by and hoping for the best. Even if, now of course, listening alone is not what I'm going to tell you to do. But if that is what you have time, effort, and energy for, then listening to what can happen during birth, what your options are, educating yourself in the best way that you can, if that's the only thing that you do, that is better than nothing. And you are making an effort. So I want you to know that I see all of you, and I see your questions that come in, and I see your dedication to your babies and your families, and I see your desperate pleas for somebody to tell you that what you're feeling is normal and what you're thinking is right and what you're intuitively believing is correct, and you should listen to that. Sometimes all we need is validation. You remember me telling you guys that when I had my doula in my birth space, she didn't do much, but just knowing, and it was because I wasn't needing her to do much, like literally her job while she was there was just so that I knew that I could like be in my mind and know like if she's not freaking out or switching things around or doing anything, like I'm doing fine. And it was the same with my midwife on that third birth. When the two of them were cool as cucumber and all they had were positive things to say and all they were doing was offering good emotional support, I could relax and tune into what I needed. Because those little fears and those thoughts are absolutely going to creep into your mind. That is totally normal. It is a part of life. We do it every day in all situations. But if you have good people, if you have good setup, and I hope that I am one of those good people in your ear that you listen to. If you have good people and good things coming into your life that are telling you you are doing the right thing, you are capable, you should feel empowered and confident because you are made to do this work, it changes you and you find that confidence. So you get the idea. You're going to write all this down, all of these things of like what you were doing so well. And I know that you're afraid of these things, but guess what? I know that this is going to happen. And then I want you to end it however you want. Like all the love in the world. Like I see this and this and this in you. I see your beauty. I see your strength. I see your poise. I see your mothering abilities, your capabilities, all of that. And then you sign it. And you cry your eyes out, right? The whole time that you're doing it. Because part of what we're doing here is an emotional release. You want to be able to get all of those feelings out, the good, the bad, the ugly. And crying, it is not just like we have a uterus and a vagina. We have these organs in order to be able to birth our babies, and we have breasts so we can feed them. It is by divine design that you have tears. This is a way that we can get these emotions out, that we can clear them, that we can be free of them, that we can feel them, and that we can move through them and move past them. So if you have not had a good cry recently, this is your permission. This is your invitation to have a good cry. I like to do it a lot of times in the bath or in the shower, away from prying eyes, with a little bit of that white noise going on in the background, and so that I can ugly cry and there's no makeup and tissues and whatever. I just pour water over my face, right? So you do whatever you need, and no, I'm not forcing you by any means to cry. Maybe you're in the best space of your life and you are feeling so good and on top of the world, and that is good. Write yourself a letter from that place. But for those moms who are feeling like you are not enough, that is a dang lie. That is a big fat lie that we tell ourselves that doesn't come from a place of good and a place of love. So if that is you, that's who this episode was for today. And if it's not you right now, I love it. Come back to it if it is. And that means postpartum too. If you are pregnant right now and you are on top of the world and all things are good and postpartum hits and it's rough, come back. And if you use it now and it worked for you and you run into some trouble later, come back again. I am here to love you, to guide you, to promise you that if you do the simple things that you are doing right now to prepare yourself, if you keep at it just one step, one foot in front of the other, one day at a time, it will add up. It feels like you might not be doing much of anything, but it adds up. Every good thing that you do in your life adds up. And that is not just for pregnancy and birth. It is for motherhood and friendships and love and every other thing in your life. It is so true. It is an eternal truth, period. So you work on doing those good things every day and you do a little bit more good the next day. And we just get a little bit better along the way. And then I really want you to make sure that you have supportive people in your life because we're not meant to do this alone. None of it. In fact, we need each other all the time. And if you are still feeling like you need a little bit of love and validation and whatever you need, and you just want to cry it out, you reach out to me on Instagram. I will be your biggest cheerleader. I got into this work because I have the passion that I have comes from the triumph over people telling me I couldn't, over that first birth where I had a cesarean and it was unnecessary and I couldn't stand up for myself yet, or over that second birth and I had my VBAC, but there were things I could have done differently. And that third birth where I finally had that support and I did it at home and I pushed for, you know, an insane amount of time, but I did it and I birthed that baby at home. Like, this passion comes from people telling me, oh, you've had a vaginal birth after cesarean. That's great. You had a cesarean, so plan for a second cesarean. We don't care about vaginal birth here. You know that I know what you're up against. I get it. And I also know that if I can do it, so can you. And I know our bodies are made to do this. And that goes for pregnancy and for birth and for life. And as I get a little bit older here, as I've said, and now my children are growing and stuff, and I'm like, I swear if anybody tells them otherwise, and who knows, some of that probably comes from me sometimes. So, right, like I'm not perfect. We're all flawed. But I swear if anybody comes after my kids and tells them that they can't do anything, they're wrong. And I know it. And it stands for you too. So I'm here to cheer you on. I promise I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. I love empowering women. And you guys, when you send me messages that you're like, hey, I just listened to this episode and I had this conversation with my provider and I'm doing this and like, I feel so good and I'm so proud of myself. Though it makes it all worthwhile. Or like, it's my third birth and I finally got the birth that I wanted, you know, because I did these things and I put it to practice. You guys are doing the hard work right now. Keep at it. And I will see you next week.
If you loved what you heard today, the very best way to support this podcast and help other moms to find it is to leave a quick review. I read one at the beginning of the episodes and I would love for yours to be next. And if you're ready for even more pregnancy, birth, and postpartum goodness, come join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I will hold your hand and walk you through pregnancy and birth step by step so you're totally prepared for a birth you'll love. See you next week.